This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Governor of Victoria has hosted a historic reception at Government House to mark International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia in a show of respect and support for the LGBTI community. Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, Ro Allen, took to the stage at the event to comment on how the day's acronym, Idahobbit, sounds like something from Lord of the Rings. She said, "It's a bit ironic. They spend the whole trilogy trying to get rid of rings and we're trying to get them." And Australia's Isaiah has placed 9th in the 2017 Eurovision Grand Final after performing his song Don't Come Easy. He said the Grand Final atmosphere in the arena was amazing, saying, "I took all that energy into my performance." Portugal took out the top prize with Bulgaria and Moldova coming in 2nd and 3rd. And Queensland has introduced a bill to Parliament that will expunge historical gay sex convictions if passed. In a speech, the state premier also issued an apology to the hundreds of people who were convicted under the laws, which were repealed in 1990. LGBTI rights groups applauded the government for the move, saying it helped to recognise the harm caused by the discriminatory laws. And a new set of guidelines to help sporting clubs prevent and tackle discrimination against trans and gender diverse people has been launched in the lead up to the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia. While the guidelines were first launched in 2015, the updated guidelines reflect the changing terminology and developments in diversity and inclusion. In addition to the updated guidelines, the Commission has also launched a reference guide with examples of how to respond to common scenarios and a gender identity policy template. The Federal Public Service is moving towards gender-neutral bathrooms in the Canberra offices. The push is reportedly an effort to better include and accommodate trans and intersex employees. The Department of Environment and Energy in particular has new inclusive bathrooms, and the Treasury Building will have unisex bathrooms installed in an upcoming refurbishment. And star of The Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons, has married his longtime partner at the Rainbow Room in New York City. Parsons came out back in 2012 in an interview that described him as gay and in a 10-year relationship. Last year, the actor celebrated his and his partner's anniversary on social media by posting a selfie of the pair, writing, "I met this guy 14 years ago today and it was the best thing that ever happened to me, no contest." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt.
A trans soccer coach in Portland has come out to his team in a viral video. Carl Leitner told his young players that it's important to be yourself and share that with the people in your life. He says we all need to be respectful of everyone, as gender diverse people are everywhere.
"I want you guys to know that's really important is that there are other people like me everywhere. We just don't always talk about it, okay? So you never know what's going on with somebody. You never know what kind of thing that they're not sharing with you. And so that's why you got to be kind and respectful and nice to everybody that you possibly can."
Ian Thorpe has opened up about why he took so long to come out. The Olympic gold medalist was rumoured to be gay for years but staunchly denied it. He told ABC's Arne's Brush with Fame that he wished he'd come out sooner, but people were always accusing him of being gay, making him think it was a bad thing. Thorpe says the lack of marriage equality in Australia contributes to an anti-gay culture, as he's faced homophobic abuse for kissing a man in the back of a taxi.
"I was told to show some respect, and that's disgusting. I don't want you in my car." And I was rattled. I didn't realise that in Sydney in 2016 this can happen. You know, I am kind of like a second-class citizen.
And finally, former top 100 tennis player Brian Bahaly has come out as gay. The 37-year-old told Sports Illustrated's Beyond the Baseline podcast that he's married to a man and has 10-month-old twin boys. He says he only learned to accept his sexuality after quitting the tennis tour in 07, as the environment wasn't very welcoming back then.
"The fear sort of would have been, you know, are people going to act differently around me? You know, if this were to be the case, I think if you looked at it today, I think the odds are it would be a much more welcoming environment than maybe perhaps it was in the early 2000s.
Bahaly is just the second male tennis player to come out publicly, joining Paraguay's Francisco Rodriguez, who retired in 2008.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.